If you like horror films, you'll definitely know about the classic Evil Dead trilogy starring Bruce Campbell and Ash Williams. And if you're a big fan of those films, then you were pretty excited almost 25 years later. The story picked up again with a Starz show, Ash vs. Evil Dead. Season 2 of the show premieres this weekend, and Michigan plays an interesting role in the story, probably because the creator of the films, Sam Raimi, is one of us. He attended MSU, as did his brothers Ted, who stars in season two, and Ivan, who is executive producer. Cast members will be at MSU's Wells Hall for a Q&A panel and free screening tonight, and some of them join us now. Here with us are Ted Raimi, Dana DiLorenzo, and Ray Santiago. Thank you for joining us, guys.
Thanks for having
us. Good morning.
It's great to have you all here.
Thank you.
To get started, we have a clip from the season two trailer so we can give listeners a little sense of what the show sounds like.
We're going to go to Elk Grove, Michigan. That's my hometown. And put an end to this horse pucky once and for all.
Whatever happened in this town seems to really haunt him.
Ash, I had to summon you. Help me retrieve the book and send them back to hell.
That is awesome. Ted Raimi, for those of us who haven't seen Evil Dead's movies or Ash versus the Evil Dead and have no idea what's going on, can you bring us up to speed on the story?
Sure. Okay, so Ash versus Evil Dead is the television version of the popular trilogy of Evil Dead pictures. Evil Dead 1, Evil Dead 2, and finally Army of Darkness. So for years and years, fans have been clamoring for Bruce Campbell, Sam Raimi, and Rob Tapper to give them more movies. They want more and more and more. So as sort of a weird gift, they said, well, stop complaining about the movies, and we will instead give you 70 or 80 half-hour episodes of the show. So I imagine that, I hope that that will, ease their desires, but it seems so popular that they'll probably want the movies, too, based on the television show, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. But Ash is the story of a dumbbell named Ash Williams, played by Bruce Campbell, who inadvertently releases evil into the world from this old and ancient book that he finds while being in a cabin in the woods, in the Michigan woods. And this evil is unleashed. Chaos ensues, blood is spilled, and this poor imbecile, Ash Williams, is our only hope for the future. And it's a terrible hope. This guy's really, like I said, a dumbbell, so we really have little hope.
A complex character.
Not so much, but yeah.
And tell us about your character in the show. You weren't in season one, but you're joining in season two.
I am. I'm very lucky to be on this show. And, of course, with me today is the amazing Dana DiLorenzo and Ray Santiago, the new cast members of the show. I'm really the new one, but I was in the original three pictures, so it's weird. I'm new and old, so it's odd. My character's name is Chet Kaminsky, and Chet's a Detroiter. And you know that because he's got a Hamtramck T-shirt on half the time, who stayed in this little town of Elk Grove.
Yeah.
And now Chet has very little ambition. Ash has some, Chet has less. And Chet hangs around this town. He works at a bar, and for fun, he makes drinks laced with ketamine. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Ketamine. Special K drinks, which he uses just to entertain himself. That's about his whole life.
Dana, I want to hear about your character. Tell us about what you do in this.
I play Kelly Maxwell, who is the tough chick with brains, who is the counterpart to Ash in that she gets him to think first and then shoot, whereas his motto is shoot first, think never. So she's like, nah, let's come up with a plan here. And she got dragged into this fight against evil because her best friend, Pablo, got her this job at Value Stop. And like Ted said, when evil came looking for Ash Williams, all of a sudden that involved her mother coming back from the dead. By the way, spoiler alerts for season one if you haven't seen it. Mother coming back from the dead, putting a fork through her father's eye. Then she gets possessed, and then chaos continues to ensue. So in season two, she continues to be the tough thinking, but how would I say this on the radio? Chop busting. She busts his chops a lot.
Chop busting. I got to remember females, that's a good line.
Yeah, chop busting. That's a better way than how I've been saying it. Female sidekick to Ash, and that's, it's quite a journey.
Ray, and what do you do in all of this?
So I am, I play Pablo, and Pablo is Ash's
Well, Pablo is this idealistic immigrant who meets Ash at this store and realizes that evil is lurking in the world, and based off of his past, believes that Ash is the man to save the world from evil. So, yeah, he goes on this journey with Ash to save the world from evil. And, you know, Pablo's a pretty cool character because he's sort of the first Latin American male sidekick to a horror genre on television. So it's really cool because what we're doing with the television show with adding Dana and I, we've sort of opened up the demographic and opened up the show to a whole new generation for the youngins who haven't seen it. And it's a pretty great show, and the fans have embraced us, and I'm just excited for everybody to see season two, which, you know, as we said, airs October 2nd, and season one is available on the Starz app, which your listeners can download.
Did you hear that? How well they promote? They've obviously done this before. Ted Raimi, we've heard that Ash mentions Elk Grove. How much of the role does Michigan play in season two?
Huge. It all takes place in Michigan, you know, in fictional places in Michigan. So, you know, for all of you Michiganders who are going to state, you'll know there is no Elk Grove. There's right away. But it's supposed to be your standard sort of, you know, probably like 25,000 population, small Michigan town. It'd be like Gaylord. It'd be a lot like Gaylord. And it's supposed to be around the same place where Gaylord is. I imagine the writers probably set that as the template. Yeah, it's all over Michigan, you know. There's mentions of Detroit, and in Ash's bedroom, our hero's bedroom, we see his old bedroom, and there's old Iggy Pop posters. There's St. Andrews Hall, rock, you know, memorabilia. There's Faygo pop bottles. There's Buddy's pizza boxes everywhere. So,
home improvement on steroids.
Yeah, it's just you're in Detroit. But the funny thing is we shoot the show in Auckland, New Zealand.
Because when you think Detroit, you think Auckland, New Zealand.
That's right. Yeah. And so the producers of the show, which, and incidentally, the guy, the executive producer is Rob Tappert, who is from Grosse Pointe, Michigan.
Right. Yeah, this is a Michigan.
It's a whole family. Michigan. Yeah, it's strange. Like, we've all been transplanted, you know, to New Zealand. But there, they've rebuilt Detroit. So it's strange. It plays so big in it that they decided to move the entire city, in essence, to Auckland, New Zealand. So it's surreal. So, you know, you're around people that say, oh, yeah, matey, here you go. And, hey, you've got Detroit, Michigan here. But you're not in Detroit,
clearly. There's a Renaissance Center.
Yeah. What's that?
Yeah. Dana, this is a horror comedy, so there's gore and jokes together. What's it like being on the set?
You know, I think, especially in season two, when we have people like Ted joining us and who has such a history with Bruce and Lucy, I think people would be surprised at how much we actually laugh on set. Mm-hmm. You know, we take it all very seriously, and of course there are tough days, but we've really just become such a family that we will shoot, you know, 14 hours a day, 6 days a week, and then on that one night that we have free to ourselves, we're still hanging out.
Still hanging out.
Just together.
Like Spartans do.
Exactly.
And incidentally, what Dana's talking about is unusual for a television show.
Is that really so true, Dana?
In my experience, yes, I think that we are very, very lucky that that people like Bruce and Lucy and Ted have accepted Ray and I into the mix in a way that we felt like we were meant to be here all along. But it's especially in season two, watching Ted and Bruce together off screen as well was like watching a variety show, that a timeless variety show. Like, it was they need the Ted and Bruce hour to come back, because it was quite a show. Like, just doing impressions with each other and keeping us all laughing. It was pretty, pretty fun.
It sounds like there's a behind-the-scenes program here somewhere. Ray, yeah. Santiago, what's it like joining a series in midstream like this?
Well, you know, what's great about this opportunity is that I get to work with cult classic icons. You know, I really do believe that Sam Raimi created this genre in the early 80s. And I get to work with people like Bruce Campbell and Lucy Lawless, who,
right,
you know...
Sure, she's a legend.
They've both had such longevity in their careers, and they've been around for so long. So I just try to go to work and observe and absorb as much as possible, because in some ways what they've done by adding us to the franchise is sort of entrusting that we will be the leaders or the newbies of the franchise for tomorrow. So it's an amazing opportunity.
They're both being very modest, both Dana and Ray, and I'll say that this show is unusual in that it's both horror and comedy. And to walk that tightrope, is challenging. You go a little bit to the left, and you've got just gore and horror, and you go just a little bit to the right, and you've just got a light comedy with some weird blood in it. So it really requires a tightrope walk, and these two guys really have that in spades. Both of them do it so well, and now, you know, when Bruce and I in 30 years from now have, you know, are in wheelchairs with tubes coming out of our mouth and ears, being fed by nurses, these guys will be then breaking in the fourth or third generation, you know, of Evil Dead, hopefully. So they're great.
Ted Raimi, do you think it's possible for someone who doesn't like horror to get hooked on this series?
Yeah, you can start liking anything.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, it's its own animal, don't you guys think?
I think so. And I have to say, what's been really great when we've been going to different conventions and meeting fans face to face, I have to say I was shocked because I'll have a family come up to talk, and it's a grandmother all the way down to like a 15-year-old grandson, and she said, you know, I never liked horror, I never watched these movies, but I watch the show because my family watches, and we get together and watch the show on Sunday nights and loves it. She's like, that Bruce Campbell just makes me laugh. So I find that, like Ted was saying, because it has all of these elements and also some drama and also action, that it's 30 minutes of just pure entertainment. So whatever you like, I think you will find in there.
But that said, this show is not for children.
Actually, I beg to differ because I have...
Ray Santiago, tell us why.
I'm so sorry because I have actually met, like Dana was saying, we meet some of our fans at these conventions, and I met a 9-year-old who's come to multiple conventions and named his hamsters after Kelly and Pablo. So he's watching with his mom and dad, and they're letting him watch. And I've met kids that are really into the show. And when I was that age, I too watched horror films. So to be...
I did too, but look how we all turned out. You think you want kids to come out like we did?
I think you guys probably are doing a pretty good job because you inhabit characters, but they aren't you. Isn't that the story?
I do think that people have the misconception that the show is super scary all the time and that they don't want to watch because of that. But I've learned from audiences that they are surprised at how we jump from tone to tone. So it's super comical. It's kind of gory and scary, but it's really just a fun, bloody ride that happens really fast.
The challenge, too, is that typically in horror pictures, it's a one-off. You know, you can scare the audience with a pretty basic concept. There's a ghost in the house or someone's possessed or there's a spooky place that someone has to go and deal with generally a group of teenagers and girls getting slashed. But the question, the challenge, I guess, for this show is how do you sustain that over years? And so I think a big answer is the writing staff is amazing. Rob Tappert has structured it, our executive producer, in such a way that you can sustain it. And Dana and Ray are pretty amazing actors, and they can take something that's challenging like that and turn it into a character-driven piece as opposed to just a bunch of, you know, spooky scares.
Thank you guys for joining us. Season 2 of Ash vs. the Evil Dead premieres October 2nd on Starz. Or you can go to Wells Hall tonight. What time is it tonight, guys? It says 11:15 on here. That says lunch hour to me.
All three of us want to party with you.
Thanks so much for joining us on Current State.
Thank you.